It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The next superfruit craze could be coming to a grocery store near you. The Aronia berry is native to North America, and some Midwest growers are hoping to cash in on its potential. But as Amy Mayer reports, it's too soon to say whether the risky investment will pan out.
This one was planted second, and then we've had field three.
Peggy Fogle and her dog Abe walk among the four fields of Aronia bushes on the family property outside Carlisle. Fogle and her husband considered everything from alpacas to fish to wine grapes to earn some extra money in retirement.
We had looked for something organic, sustainable, native to the area, low maintenance, that could be done here to provide a secondary income and be a healthy alternative.
With input from their son, who studied horticulture, they settled on Aronia and now have about 5,000 bushes on nearly 9 acres, about a $10,000 investment.
We figured the market would just come because it's so much healthy. And if people knew about the health properties of the berries and the potential development of the berries, it would be a natural fit for us.
Now she and other growers have to convince people to eat the berries. The dark purple fruit replaces raisins in her oatmeal cookies. She adds them to chili, lemonade, apple pie. They're high in antioxidants, certain vitamins and minerals, and fiber. Fogle says the bushes are pretty in the fall and spring and give off a lovely scent when they bloom. But she hopes someday her granddaughters will have a business to continue.
Aronia has its challenges. Its challenges is kind of like cranberry 70 years ago.
Chuck Dillon came out of retirement from the cranberry industry to head up the North American Aronia Cooperative.
Nobody knew what it was. And the second challenge is if you pulled one off the vine and started eating it, you probably wouldn't eat it again.
Aronias are tart and don't have the snacking appeal of fresh blueberries or strawberries. But Dillon says decades ago, cranberry growers transformed their sharp, tangy fruit into an everyday presence. All those cranberry juice blends on the shelf and the lightly sweetened, dried craisin helped push the cranberry industry to over £1 billion a year. At that volume, growers can make money selling for 30 cents a pound. Dillon has high hopes for Aronia, close to £1 million this year, maybe 10 times that by 2022. But he's worried some growers may have outsized expectations.
What makes you think you're going to get a lot more for Aronia than you are for a cranberry, especially right now when everybody knows what a cranberry is and nobody knows what an Aronia berry is?
It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, says Andrew Rifsty of the University of Maryland Extension. It has to be available for people to fall in love with it. But getting it into people's hands is costly.
This is the tipping point for the Aronia industry right now. Is first of all, can we supply enough product for those processors to want to take it on?
Peggy Fogle has a contract to grow for Sawmill Hollow Farm in Missouri Valley. It's often credited as the first commercial-scale Aronia berry farm in the U.S. When I first spoke with her this spring, Fogle was still awaiting payment for the past two seasons' harvests, thousands of dollars worth of berries.
Since we talked, that has changed. So they have sold the berries, and they are in the midst of getting everybody taken care of.
She says this recent sale was above $1 a pound and right about what she'd expected when she started growing Aronia.
In your back of your mind, you may have had concerns, but as a whole, I guess we're people of faith, and we knew that they're just too good to not come through.
The berries or the people?
Or both?
I'd say both.
Still, it's unclear when or whether that kind of faith will translate into a mass-market product. If it does, the 6-foot-tall leafy bushes could finally generate more than beauty for their owners. Near Carlisle, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.